the volume.
Okay, here with Stucky, little weekend podcast. We've been hammering this home now for a while. He's battling back. Action Network podcast. Every Thursday you can hear him. Big back-to-back weeks. You went 2-1 last week. You went 3-0 the week before. That's a nice little 5-1 stretch. You're now 17-15-1 on the season. But as you and me were BSing a little bit before we hopped on, tough stretch of games here on Sunday in the National Football League. Let's start with, you know, I mean, I would say even preseason, but definitely this week, probably the biggest game on paper. You got Matt Stafford, the Rams, McVay off a bye, coming off getting their ass kicked by the, really, I guess they've lost two games in a row, right? The Titans and the 49ers. Going to Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, says he's got a little something that's worse than turf toe. It just sure didn't look like that when I watched him play against the Vikings, but, you know, maybe he's a little bit of a drama queen hyping it up. Rams plus one. I don't know. I would take the Packers in this environment, though Stafford has probably played a lot of games in Lambeau over his life, so it's not an uncomfortable place for him. But this is a tough game to pick, Stucky. Who you like?
Yeah, I went with the Rams here. And yeah, last week was a good week. We also had a good segment, too. We also had the Texans we talked about, and Utah, which absolutely trucked Oregon. And by the way, we lost with another backup quarterback. We can't bet against Colt McCoy anymore.
No.
But the Sunday is a tough slate, but one of the games I did bet are the Rams off of a bye. I think the bye is important here because I believe Stafford was dealing with some back and ankle issues. He wasn't practicing leading up to a few of their games before the bye week. Back stiffness, and you could see it in a couple of those throws, especially the Titans games, just very uncharacteristic throws. Whenever he's dealt with back stiffness in the past, he's kind of struggled. That bye week, I think, will probably serve him really well. All word out of Rams camp is he's fully healthy. He can attack here. A Packers defense that I think was overperforming up until last week when you saw Kirk Cousins shred them. I mean, they're still missing two of their best defenders. Rashawn Gary's still banged up. And so I think Stafford and company can do work here. He can do work on the outside, and they can run the ball. You can run the ball on Green Bay, and that's how the Rams like to do everything. Everything starts with the run. They should have success doing that here. McVay also off of a loss. Didn't cover last time out, but he's still 14-7-1 against the spread. And on the other side of the ball, this is what the Rams defense is built for, to stop an offense like the Packers, right? They're not really built to stop the 49ers. Like the 49ers, the Ravens in some aspects, those are like the anomalies in the league, right? These just, they can go really run heavy on you. They're built to stop, you know, hey, we got to stop Brady. We got to get pressure. We got to stop Rodgers. All these NFC teams that they might face in the playoffs. And, you know, the Von Miller is now in the mix. You have Jalen Ramsey. He's been playing kind of a star position. I'm curious to see if they use him here on Devonta Adams. But not only is Rodgers dealing with his foot issue, the offensive line is a mess. I mean, if you look at the projected starters this week, it's bad. They just, you know, Bakhtiari just had another surgery. They lost Elkton Jenkins. They're without Myers. Their center is playing really well. This offensive line is very problematic. And if Rodgers really isn't practicing, it's a really good spot and I think a good matchup to get the Rams. And who knows? Maybe Rodgers says, look, we're in good position. We're going to win our division. I'm sitting out. You don't know. We've seen that with a lot of teams lately. You have a bye next week. They're one of the most cautious teams in the NFL with injuries. He sits out here. You get, you know, 3 weeks of rest. So I don't think that's going to happen. It's Rodgers, and he still looked phenomenal last week. He won't make this easy in Lambeau, but I like the Rams here. Good spot and a good matchup, I think, on both sides of the ball. When you consider the Packers' injuries, two of their key defenders, the offensive line, Rodgers with his toe. And if they want to go heavy run here with AJ, I think the Rams will be happy with that, take the ball out of Rodgers' hands. So I like the Rams here. Won't be easy, but it's a good spot.
Okay, Panthers at Miami. Miami's just not very good. I mean, they had to struggle to beat the Jets. The Panthers clearly are a better team, but their quarterback situation is a little, you know, I mean, the more Cam plays, just the more inaccurate the guy's going to be. Now, he can run, he can make plays as an athlete, but I just don't trust him as a passer. But I just don't think Miami's any good. I guess I would lean Carolina here, -1.5. What say you?
Yeah, I took some Carolina here. This is not going to be any advanced handicap. I don't think either of these teams are going to be able to throw the ball. You can't really throw the ball on Carolina, and I don't think Carolina just can't throw the ball in general. And this Miami defense has some talent on the back end now that their corners are healthy. So what does this come down to? comes down to who can run the ball more. It's going to be ugly. Who can sustain a couple more drives? And I think that's Carolina now with Cam, you know, with McCaffrey back in the mix. If you look at most of the advanced metrics for the year, and McCaffrey hasn't been playing most of the year, Panthers grayed out right around, and you got to remember Darnold was playing quarterback for a bunch of games. Panthers grayed out right around 15th in the league in, you know, rush EPA, yards per play. The Dolphins are dead like 30th, 31st. They cannot run the ball at all. So what does that mean? They're going to be in passing situations with one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL going up against a ferocious pass rush that's number one in adjusted sack rate. I think that they're not going to be able to sustain as many drives as the Panthers. Tua is going to make mistakes under pressure. I think that's going to be the difference here. Miami can't run it. Carolina can. Tua in passing situations is probably not going to lead to a lot of success.
Okay, this is probably my favorite game that you've ever been excited about. The Houston Texans hosting the New York Jets. Zach Wilson's back. Texans are hot. Just kicked the crap out of the Titans. I mean, Zach Wilson, you know, by all metrics, is one of the worst players in the league, any position this season. So obviously it'd be hard to bet against the Texans in this spot just because you'd be shorting. If Zach Wilson plays, you short the Jets. How about you? I guess take the Texans 2.5.
That's my thinking right there. I took the laying points for the Texans. Didn't think I would be doing that this year, but here we are. And yeah, as soon as I got word that it looked like Zach Wilson was going to be back, and Flacco looked pretty good last week. I think he threw for 300 yards. So, but if you're the Jets, you got to throw the, you're going nowhere. You got to throw the kid in there and just see, okay, we got to get more of a sample size to see. But yeah, by every metric possible, he's been the worst quarterback in the league, and it's not close. And now you get him coming off of an injury, rusty, and almost every single quarterback we've seen this year that's coming back off of an extended break has looked really poor. I'm not sure if Russell Wilson is still hurt, but we saw Dak Prescott barely could, you know, couldn't even complete a pass against Denver. We saw Tyrod Taylor, who he's going up against when he went to Miami, throwing just uncharacteristic picks and looked awful. So, you know, he's not only might be just a complete bust, he's also coming off of an injury here. I think the Texans are just going to like sit back in their cover two shell, force him into some mistakes. And it's not a very good Jets defense. It's one of the worst in the league. It's scary, but under 3, my very basic handicap here is I have Tyrod Taylor and they have Zach Wilson. I'll lay the 2.5 here.
Got to go with one bonus pick. We've talked about this guy, a Tomlin spot. I saw this number and I just like it. I mean, the Steelers getting 4.5 on the road in Cincinnati. And clearly the Bengals are not what they've been in the past. They're much feistier this year. But I thought Roethlisberger looked pretty good on Sunday night. Now, granted, it was in a dome, the controlled environment. But I don't know. This is my favorite line of the week, Steelers plus 4.5 on the road, which, I mean, it's not really. I mean, I bet there would be a lot of Steelers fans there. It's a divisional game. I just love this line, Stucky, plus 4.5. I'm hammering the Steelers.
Good. Tomlin, 66% against the spread as an underdog overall, just as an underdog at any time. When he plays a team with a better or worse record at 70%, excuse me, up the same or a better record at 70%. I go on and on. On the road against teams that have a 500 or better record, 70%. I mean, all he does is cover on the road in these spots. He's a great motivator, right? It's the same reason why you see the Steelers as a double-digit favorite at home come out flat, right? Because Tomlin loves to play up that us against the world. And when they're playing just a really bad team, that energy is really lacking. I mean, that, you know, the Lions game. I hope Ben doesn't practice. Ben last year came off the COVID list on a Saturday, and he threw for 350 yards and 4 touchdowns against the Bengals, of all teams, in a route. And then this week he looked good. I think because he's older, like practicing doesn't do him any good with his arm. He knows the offense and everything. But I think there's some questions about the Pittsburgh defense, who's going to play. It's still early in the week here. But, you know, with Watt and Fitzpatrick and Hayden. But, yeah, this is a Pittsburgh spot, not only because they pretty much need the win for their playoff hopes. This is a big-time revenge spot from earlier in the season when the Steelers were embarrassed by the Bengals. So, you know, Tomlin's going to be playing that up. And this Cincy team, it has talent, but they just are not well coached. They have inefficient play calling. And, yeah, I think that Ben Roethlisberger and Pittsburgh, they own the state of Ohio. This won't be a road game. I mean, you might have 50-50 split in fans. You could even see more Steelers fans at this game. It's a little better now in Cincy with Barrow there. But yeah, I agree. Grabbing the points in this spot with Tomlin is never a bad idea.
Okay, sorry. One quick bonus one. You have to say sure. We got a playoff game in my backyard this weekend for a wild card spot, basically Vikings-Niners. You and I have been talking on and off the air. The Niners are kind of a sleeping, beast, and they've kind of got their swag back the last couple weeks. But the Vikings, holy shit. I mean, their offense. I mean, those Jefferson's a star. Cook's balling. Thielen's a touchdown machine. I was at the playoff game a couple years ago. They destroyed Cousins. But this defense, especially the defensive line with the Niners, Bosa's a star, but I just don't see them be able to get pressure. Is this – I'm looking at the over-under, 48, 48 and a half, 49, that – could there be a lot of points scored in this game, or do you just, who do you like someone specifically? Give me your take really quick.
Yeah, I think that the look here has to be on the over. I don't want any part of the side. I have a big bet on the 49ers to make the playoffs. I consider putting a future on them, but they've been extremely underrated, and they were unlucky early in the year. Same with the Vikings. I mean, the Vikings, had all these wins that they could have won, and yeah. So, I think it's going to be a war. It's two teams that are playing really well, that are desperate. The 49ers at home, the fans say they're cursed there. I don't know what is going on. Yeah. The stadium's cursed. I don't know what goes on at home with the 49ers. But like Shanahan is like 1-11 against the spread at home as a favorite. But
it's ugly.
Yeah, it's gross. But yeah, I think that this sets up for both offenses to succeed. That game you talked about a couple years ago in the playoffs, the 49ers secondary was also better. And this Vikings, how you attack the Vikings is on the ground. Their run defense is not strong this year. They also have, are missing some key pieces on their defense just overall. So I think the 49ers, who are number one on offense in EPA per play over the past 4 weeks, that offense is humming on every level. I think they should have success. And then Cousins is playing at a top five level right now with those receivers. You got to worry about the running game as well. So yeah, I think this sets up for a lot of points. I think that there's some value in this over here, and hopefully the 49ers show up at home for us.
I know. Well, Stucky, have a good Thanksgiving weekend. Enjoy potentially your last weekend with Mark Stoops as your head football coach. There's some buzz out there, Florida, yep. People are sniffing around now. Sometimes if you're not the first option, if other guys drop out, you still slide in there. Have a great weekend and talk to you soon, man.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving.
See you, bro.
Volume.